Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here with us on a day that has been compromised by some Sastel issues. Many phones in the province not working, and for a short time, it looked like we weren't going to be able to get our next guest on the show, but I'm happy to report we've made a connection. And this is going to be a good chat. I'm looking forward to it. While the Saskatchewan film landscape has gone through plenty of challenges over the last couple of decades, many in the industry say there's never been more opportunities to create than today. A brand new film through Prairie Cat Productions, shot entirely in Regina and surrounding area, officially wrapped production last week. The film is called One Perfect Date. It's a coming-of-age romantic comedy, and it features an actor from right here in Saskatchewan, Sophia Peters. This is, by the way, her movie screen debut, and I'm happy to have Sophia Peters joining us by phone. Sophia, thanks for taking the call.
Hi, good to see you.
So, Moose Jaw, Sask, that's home for you?
Yes, I'm from Moose Jaw, yeah.
So tell me what it was like growing up in Moose Jaw, having this passion, this interest for acting and theater. Did you get lots of opportunities?
My goodness, yes. I think I was lucky because I grew up and I fell in love with theater first, like musical theater. And Moose Jaw had a really great musical theater company. So I did so many shows growing up and really had a chance to just be in a creative environment, which definitely fostered my love for it.
Well, we love the fact that we've got homegrown talent like yourself who breaking onto the big screen. Let's talk a bit about One Perfect Date. What was it like? What was your role in this movie and what was it like for you?
Yes, I don't know how much I can technically say about the role, but I'm a friend to the main character who's played by Madison Tevlin. And she's a young actor with Down syndrome, and it was so much fun to shoot with her and to shoot the movie, and so special to just do it locally. Like, I didn't expect my first feature film to be shot in Regina, but I'm so glad it was. I don't know. It was such a special thing to do.
I can only imagine. And it's been described, I've seen some reports in anticipation of the movie being released, as a coming-of-age romantic comedy. The two lead actors have Down syndrome. And yes. I'm curious to know how important it was for you to be a part of a film like this. This, to me, is even beyond just filmmaking. This is groundbreaking in many ways.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think the story is so well written and told by Lucas, our director. It is, I don't know, it's a story I'm just so glad is getting put out there. And I don't think it's been told before. So it's really special to me to be part of it. And I think, honestly, it's not even really, like, it's not a movie about Down syndrome. It just happens to be, the lead actors happen to have Down syndrome. So it's a movie I think anyone can watch, and it's just about finding yourself, which everyone can relate to.
That's the beautiful part about the movie. I'm excited. Do we know when it's going to be released, Sophia?
I don't think we have a exact release date, but it should be sometime next year.
It's always fun to watch a movie when, number one, it's shot locally and you can recognize some local landmarks or scenery. Mm-hmm. And number two, someone like yourself, Sophia Peters, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, in the movie. You must have friends and family that are pumped for this movie.
Yes, everyone's super excited. And you can definitely, it has the feel that it was shot in a small town. So I think everyone from around here is going to be pretty psyched to watch it.
So you are stepping into the industry now. Can you talk about any other projects you've done? I know you've been involved in some commercial work.
Yeah, I just had a commercial a few days ago, actually. I can't talk about that one quite yet, but there's been lots of super fun stuff. Obviously, One Perfect Date was my first feature film, but I'm excited to be stepping into that genre and area of acting, and I'm just really excited for the future.
If you have the opportunity to be on set with any actor in the world right now, who is Sophia Peters choosing to work with?
Oh, that's a crazy question. I love Emma Stone and Matthew McConaughey, so either of those probably.
I have faith in you. There's so many people excited about you and your career. So what are some of the things that you hope to do in the near future in the acting realm?
Thank you. Honestly, I hope to just keep getting on as many projects as I can. I'm starting school in the fall, so I know that's going to be another thing to juggle, but it's just so exciting working with so many talented, creative people, and I want to keep that up. And I love writing my own stuff, so hopefully make some of my own things one day, and yeah.
That's awesome. What are you taking in school, and where are you going?
Yeah, just a few hours from Toronto and Kingston I'm going to school, and I'm studying engineering.
Awesome. Good for you. Sophia Peters, a Saskatchewan actor who just wrapped filming of a movie called One Perfect Date. No release date on it yet, but filmed in southern Saskatchewan, essentially. So we're excited to see that. And we're excited to see what's next for you, Sophia. We're proud to have you. I look forward to the day that I can say, we had Sophia on the phone when she just did her first film.
Thank you so much.
We have no doubt you're going to do great things. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of time this morning.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Sophia Peters, a Saskatchewan actor, like I said, born and raised in Moose Jaw, the pride of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and that's a name that we are going to hear more of. Love the premise of the movie One Perfect Date, as we talked about. The two lead actors have Down syndrome in this movie, and it just adds to the beautiful storyline, so we look forward to that coming out in the near future. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour. Still monitoring the situation with SaskTel. So many SaskTel phone lines, the mobile cellular service is down, not for the entire province, but for chunks of the province that are affected by that. SaskTel is aware of it and working on it. Hopefully it doesn't impact my conversation with our next guest, Buckley Belanger. And yes, that's how you pronounce his last name. I know many people want me to say Belanger. He wants it pronounced Belanger. Let's just go with that. He is, of course, the only Liberal elected MP in Saskatchewan. He has a position with the federal government, which is the Secretary of State for Rural Development. And he was involved in the meeting with Premier Scott Moe yesterday at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. So we'll check in with Mr. Belanger, and we will talk about some of the efforts that the Liberal government is making, or maybe not making, when it comes to canola tariffs, EV mandate, and others, when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.